Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What up, guys? This is Get Real, hosted by BM Ashley. Wait, you usually say your own name. What up, guys? This is Get Real, hosted by BM.
And Ashley.
And usually Peniel, but he can't be here, unfortunately. But we have a very, very special guest on the show today, PH1!
Thank you, thank you.
Welcome! Yeah. Thank you. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Do I look at the camera? Okay. Yeah. I'm new. Yeah. It's my second time at the Dive Studios. Mm-hmm. I was here with Eric before. And I actually watched all your episodes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the only two, I guess… Two shows, mm-hmm. Is it called shows?
Mm-hmm. Episodes?
Shows that I watch at the dives is yours and Tablo's.
Oh! Wow.
I don't even listen to Eric's.
Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, I listen to Tablo's Eric. And yours.
Wow.
Yeah, and I finished all episodes.
We are flattered.
Yeah.
So I actually texted Eric. I was like, I want to be on this show. So please set up a schedule.
Oh my gosh.
For me, yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Very flattering. Yeah,
thank you. That's crazy. Because I'm a fan of you.
Oh, and thank you.
Yeah, I love your music. And yeah, not just saying that. Because I say it on my radio show all the time. I'm like,
really?
PH1 is one of my favorite Korean rappers.
Like, how come nobody's told me? I had no idea.
I don't know.
How come you never told him?
Come on, fans.
I'm shy.
Thank you.
So I seen you at the gym a lot.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was actually listening to your album when it came out. And I was like working out. And I look over there. I'm like, oh. That's the guy.
You know what's funny though? I met Jay Park, my boss, a couple days ago. And I told him I was going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know Big Matthew? He's like, oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, me and him go to the same gym. And he's like, how come your bodies are different then? I was like, damn.
You're getting it though. I see you.
I'm very
diligent, very persistent. I see him like every day at the gym.
Whoa, so. You go to the gym every day?
Yeah. Getting his PT on.
Don't say that. My bodies are not, you know, ready. So.
Yeah. It's all good. We're all on a mission. We're all getting there. It's all good.
Yeah. It's our first time actually meeting.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
So today's going to be a very interesting episode, guys. Because we're going to actually get into a topic that pertains to artists and artistry. Creativity. Mm. Creativity plays a huge role in our career choices. From how we make music to who we decide we work with. When or how did each of us realize… we were creative. And when does that conflict with doing business? All right. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials or leave us a comment when our full episodes go up in a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Woohoo!
How would you guys define creativity?
I feel like I'm in school.
Wow. Define creativity.
Do you guys think creativity is only pertain to art or something else?
No, I feel like it's everywhere. Like,
I feel like art is also so broad too. Mm-hmm. Like there's, you know, say for instance, something that just came up in my head is comedy. Mm-hmm. Creativity and comedy. Creativity in, you know, if you think of like authors when they write books, you know, there's so many different ways. You know, art, clearly there's some art in here. Designing, fashion, and you know, for us, in this instance, music. So, you know, even in music is such a… there's so many different ways to be creative in music too.
What is art then? Because I feel like whatever you listed, mm-hmm. is everything is art. Like
right.
Painting or
right.
Author.
Furniture.
Furniture. Comedy is a form of art.
Yeah, like performing arts. Yeah.
But for me, from my experience, I used to be a web developer. So mm-hmm. I used to code to make applications and, you know, websites and stuff uh-huh. right before coming here. So to do that, it also requires a lot of creativity to
exactly.
make
yeah,
a
yeah.
very concise yet well-working code. Mm-hmm. You need creativity.
Yeah.
So.
Dang, you went from that
yeah,
to PH1?
Yeah.
Dang!
yeah. Well. Yeah.
Can I ask you about that journey a little bit?
Oh yeah, I mean, so I went to Boston College with Eric, mm-hmm. graduated with a bio degree, and then wanted to go to a dental school.
Oh, what?
But it wasn't for me. Like, I couldn't get myself to study every day. Like, it wasn't… I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like… I quit. And then I started learning how to code. And then I went… I got a job at a company.
Mm-hmm.
Word,
and then
word.
I was working there for uh-huh. like… I think less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like… And then Jay started following me.
Yeah?
Out of nowhere.
Wait,
I don't know. I don't know.
Were you doing music?
On the side, I just like released a music video, like low budget
like
music
SoundCloud
video.
With, and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And then he just somehow found it. And then, yeah.
And then
he hit you up?
He hit me up, yeah.
And he was like, let me get you
to Korea.
To come to Korea and,
No. Nothing was guaranteed. He's like, oh, I like your music. Keep doing your thing.
Wow.
And then I was like, I saw that. And then that was like a light of hope for
mm-hmm.
me. So uh-huh. like, maybe I have a shot if I were to come to Korea. So I took a chance and, uh-huh. and I came.
Dang. Wow. You went from dental to web developer to
yeah.
successful rapper in Korea.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah. That is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard your name is PH1 because, you know, it's like you were pretty like geeky and
yeah.
school and you love…
It's like a scientific thing. Like
yeah.
pH level, you know, the acidity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it actually stands for my name.
Park
Harry.
Oh.
And then my Korean name is Jun Won.
Oh.
Jun
Won. But it has no meaning
oh,
at
wow.
all.
That's a cool
so
name.
Yeah.
But I was creative mm. when I was making that name.
It was creative. It is creative.
Yeah,
Huge one.
Yeah.
Why are you obsessed with orange?
I'm not.
Oh, but
I'm,
it's
I'm
everywhere.
Not like, yeah, I mean…
His color
like,
is orange.
My
like his
key color is orange.
Oh, okay.
But there's not… It's not that serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just like the color.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's just personal preference.
Okay. Yes.
You should dye your hair orange.
Maybe. yeah, maybe.
Okay. Anyways. Yes. I mean, creativity is really important to you guys musically because you guys both write your own music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how… Like, do you ever… get stuck or how did you because you didn't start from writing like in the beginning because you were you were an idol and
yeah
you know,
I got into it like when I debuted
mm-hmm.
like I was always like because you know my part is always the rapper of the group
yeah.
so every rapper is they write their own bars but then I started thinking like I kind of want to write my own beats too. So I just started like playing around the beats. And then after I debuted, it became a more serious thing. Because
mm-hmm.
one, most idol companies don't have creative freedom.
Yeah.
It's mostly like we write this song, we buy this song. You guys are going to practice
yeah.
it and then you guys are going to hop on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens like that for me, I was like, you know, what if I feel like it's not me? What if I feel like it's not my song? You know what I mean? So… I started, you know, really, really studying. I learned all through YouTube, by the way.
YouTube, oh, wow.
Everything
oh.
through YouTube. I had no teachers, no nothing. So, like, I have, like, a very short understanding of, like, the basics.
Right.
I just, like, hopped into, like, finding what the best sources are and like, just paying for everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I think my biggest thing was I wanted to show me through my creativity and, you know… kind of… I shouldn't be but… I'm a little bit credit hungry right now. Like I want the respect on my name, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's like… what… the people I respect… they create all of their own stuff. You know what I mean? And everyone like… Injung, everyone respect them
right,
for
right,
that.
Right.
So… you know… as a rapper yourself… you're not gonna… you know… you're not gonna have another person write your bars.
Right, right, right.
So it's like… it's like that for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
yeah. That's just really what I wanted… even though my group is like an idol.
Yeah. And like you said, even though you were going to school in
yeah.
the States at the time, you were still writing music and
yeah.
you were like uploading on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So have you always been like musically creative? Have you enjoyed?
Yeah. Ever since, I think, I can't even remember, but like I started out learning how to play the guitar and then drums and then saxophone, like on the piano. You know what I mean? Like I was always interested in music. So like even in college, I was that kid stuck in my own room, like with a keyboard, MIDI keyboard and a MacBook, and just like always making music.
Dang.
Oh. So I was like, oh, Harry, that kid that does music.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've always been in that creative process, like as a hobby.
Yeah.
And that became a profession.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like the dream right there.
Yeah. So I'm thankful that like I'm doing what I really love doing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. So very happy. Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Unwanted family guests are like fish. They start to stink after 3 days. So what's the best mattress for them this holiday season? Definitely not a Nectar. Then they'll never leave. Flip those fish your old mattress and put your human body on a Nectar. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. A fresher deal than your mackerely mother-in-law, right? Go to NectarSleep.com today.
You mentioned creative freedom before, and like, I feel like I was more creative when I was younger and in the States or when I was a trainee, because before I came into the industry, I guess I was, when I was living in the States, I loved music, I loved dancing. So I would just be in my room, my tiny room with a tiny mirror. I would play Boa and like Yihori, and I would like make my own choreography and just like
dance. Oh, you made your own choreography?
Yeah. And then even as a trainee, you know, as a trainee, they give you like weekly and monthly assignments and evaluations.
Yeah.
So they would like put you in a group and they'd be like, oh, like come up with the choreography or come up with a song or just like harmonize and just put on stage, right?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like back then I was so driven and I was so creative and, you know, I was good at like pushing out ideas and like coming up with ideas to do this and that. And I feel like ever since debut, since I had no say in whatever I wanted to do, it's like, okay, here's your concept, here's your choreography, here's your song, here's your lines, here's, you know, your hairstyle, your makeup, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like 7 years of that made me kind of like fall into kind of like a slump or just like, I don't get
it
the desire. Yeah, I don't get the desire to be creative anymore. And it's kind of, I've been thinking a lot about it because now that I don't have a company, I'm not under a contract. Mm-hmm. It is time for me to, you know, start being creative and coming up with new things to do on my own.
Right.
But I feel like because I was like that for 7 years, it's hard to, you know, try to be creative right away.
Yeah.
And it is something I struggle with because, you know, back then I felt like I was so, you know, creative and I loved doing what I did, whether it was singing and dancing. But now it's like, I don't know. It's just the 7 years of that is kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it. It even made me think like, I don't even know if I want to do it anymore because it's just days just suppressed all of my desires of wanting to be like creative in that field.
I mean,
like,
I'm sure 7 years of that definitely had a huge effect on you for doing that. But the thing with creativity, I feel, is like it's not always there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Writer's block, for instance.
Yeah.
Like there are days for me where like it'll take me a whole week to come up with just 4 bars.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other songs where it's just like I'm in the room for 30 minutes and boom, 36 bars. Just boom, done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for your case, I feel like 7 years of being stuck in a box, probably going to have a big effect. But I feel like you don't need to stress over it too much because like…
Yeah.
It always depends on your surroundings too and like where your mind is at too. Sometimes it just comes like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But like it has come to me in different fields, I guess. Because now I'm like, you know, making my own YouTube videos now. And I like edit and stuff. So I feel like I want to be more creative in that way. Like with radio and stuff. I'm always trying to think of new things to do on radio. And like new contents to film for YouTube. So I guess I'm just being more creative in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But with, you know, like musically right now, it's kind of like it's come to a halt.
But, you know, music isn't the only way you could be creative. I mean, like you were just saying, you're killing it. You're doing your YouTube thing. Plus, no company, so you're making your own money too. You know?
Yeah.
That's something I'm jealous about a little bit. I might need to hop on that YouTube side too. One of my members are doing it and she's not doing too bad either. So.
Yeah, she's doing yeah. well.
How is your creative process when you like write?
Like you said, like creativity isn't always there. Mm-hmm. You know, the zone isn't always there.
Right.
But I feel like I've done it just so many times for over so many years that if I were to just sit down in a studio, I could get myself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could do it.
Just naturally.
But I don't enjoy it.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know. Sometimes I have to do it because of, I don't know, like a deadline.
Mm. Oh,
or
yeah, yeah.
I feel like I need to do some work today, be more productive.
Mm.
But at the same time, I don't want to wait for the zone to come. I don't know when it might come. It might never come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I don't want to wait. And then also, I think I read this somewhere from Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
He said quality. A lot of people say quality over quantity, but it's the other way for him. Quantity over quality.
Mm.
So what that means is just make a lot of songs or write a lot of bars.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you're getting better every time. And you're getting used to, you know, being in the zone or being used to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Instead of like, I'm not feeling creative today, so I'm not going to work.
Because
that's just gonna slow you down.
True that.
Make you less of a talent. Yeah.
So in a sense, I feel like what you were saying where it was kind of like… So creativity doesn't always come, but kind of practicing… And conditioning yourself to go through it like all the time. Right.
Sometimes you have to put yourself in that environment. Like you kind of have to force yourself to be in that environment that kind of like enables your creativity.
Right. Come.
So do you think creativity is something you can work on and improve?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Always.
Definitely. Mm. And I feel like you said, creativity isn't always there. But a creative person is… always gonna be creative.
Mm.
Oh,
that's what I feel like. Like
true,
you
true.
Said, you might after 7 years, you don't even know if you want to write a song or whatever. Like you kind of lost that feeling, right? Mm-hmm. But then once you start doing it, I feel like you're gonna enjoy it because you've always been a creative person, and yeah,
you might need like that one click.
Yeah.
There's always that one like little click or like…
And yeah, like don't stress over it because like just do like one song at a time.
Yeah.
Just don't even think about releasing it. I feel like the thought of, I have to finish a song and release it for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to put a lot of pressure on you. So just like write it, post it on SoundCloud for free, whatever.
Yeah.
See, look at the feedback.
SoundCloud rappers. A lot of people got built on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Me,
huge.
Me.
Harry, there you go.
I'm a SoundCloud rapper.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, in what song do you think you are the most creative in out of all the songs that you've wrote so far?
That's a hard question. I don't know. I don't know. But there's this song called DVD for me. It's a very, very personal song. And like… I love the story that I told in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't… Even now, when I listen to it, I'm like… How did I write this?
Mm.
How did I come up with such a nice song?
When did you put it out? DVD?
I think like 2 years ago.
So I've gotten that feeling too. Like… I'll listen to tracks I made like 4 years ago. And I'll be like…
Yeah.
What the hell? But then there'd be other tracks I'd be like… Damn. How did I write this? Where was my mind at?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think you never know it at the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Has anyone ever like stolen or copied your ideas?
So I have a clothing line, right? I do with my parents. It's called Big Titty Gang. I know it sounds funny, but it's crazy. It's super big.
Nowhere. Damn.
Yeah. I donate to breast cancer awareness through that. Yeah, it became a huge meme. I don't even know how. Someone is making fake BTG merch.
No way.
Mama, we made it. We made it. My mom sent me the picture of the site and she was so pissed. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe someone's making fake BTG merch. Because we don't even sell it for that expensive.
Yeah.
And then I saw the post and at first I was like, what? And then I was just like, We made it.
Wait, so your mom knows about the BTG.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Titty Gang.
She manufactures it.
So, what was her reaction when you first told her the name of the brand?
She was
Does
actually,
she know what it means?
Yeah, she knows what it means. She's actually… 큰 가슴. Yeah, 큰 가슴… 패거리.
Nice. Man, she's cool.
She's cool. She a cool mom. My mom's cool. She came to the States when she was 15.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool, cool, okay.
And so like, she speaks fluent English. She speaks fluent Spanish.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's cool.
So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
she's a cool
she's
mom.
Pretty down to earth. Yeah.
No, just because I can't imagine myself telling my mom, 엄마, 나 큰 가슴…
큰 가슴 패거리.
패거리 오늘 만들 건데. 만들어줘.
Yeah, it's not the typical Korean thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you get kimchi slapped for that.
My question was, so what is being original? Like, what really is original anymore?
I know, because people just… I feel like it's kind of like… getting ideas from somebody else and kind of making it your own. I feel like everyone kind of does that. Because even with music, you hear so many songs and you hear listen to so many different artists. And that is going to influence you somehow, right? And that mixed with other things, it's just going to, you know, work inside your brains. And that's going to, you know, cause you to write certain songs. And even with everything, not just, you know, music, but just like with writing or with making videos or editing, everything. So it's hard to say what's like original.
I feel like in your creative process, when you have that moment where you're just like, oh my God, I've never done this before. This is crazy. How did this come out of my head? And you know, when you're from the moment you're born till whatever point in time in life you are at the moment, everything has an influence on you. So inevitably, it's going to be… influenced by something subconsciously or consciously by something you've seen or you've heard before anyways. But if you… I feel like if you ever have that moment where you're just like… dang, like I one up myself. I've never done this before. This is crazy. And you know… even if it's subconscious, you don't remember hearing this anywhere or you've never seen it before. I feel like that's originality. I mean… so there's always going to be other people being like… oh, I feel like, you know, it's like that. It's like that. But… I don't know. That's just how I like to take my point of view on that. Like when I one up myself and it's something I feel like I've never seen or heard before. Yeah.
Some people say being original is taking somebody else's idea without getting caught. Do you agree? Well, not… I'm not saying like not exactly, but like looking at somebody's work and then taking that concept, whatever, mix a little bit of yours.
Yeah.
Without getting caught. Like,
I guess you can say that in the modern world.
I think I agree.
Yeah, so I feel like it always depends on who does it too. Like you were saying, taking an idea and like putting your own feel on it and then, you know, putting it out again. Because I feel like if someone that's like doesn't really have their own flavor takes a Kanye song and then like makes it as Kanye as possible, I feel like it's mindset. Like, I'm going to take this and I'm going to make this me. And you put it out. And then if people hear that, then damn, that's originality. But if it's like, I'm going to take Kanye's song, I love Kanye, I'm going to do it like Kanye and put it out, people are going to hear Kanye. So I feel like, yeah, that could definitely pertain to originality. Putting in your own little spice on it.
I guess it's really hard these days not to get caught. So if you manage to get away with it, then yeah.
But I feel like just the fact that you didn't get caught is proof that you didn't really steal.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that.
I'm not saying I'm going to steal ideas. I'm just saying like, this is an interesting thing to think about. Like, I'm just… How about this? A scenario. There's two paintings. Two identical paintings. It's just one big blank canvas with a dot in the middle. One was drawn by Picasso. The other one, a local painter. People people are having mixed reactions. If it, okay, so people without the name tag, mm-hmm. people are like, what is this crap?
Yeah.
What is this like half-ass painting?
Yeah.
And then they put the name tag, oh, it was drawn by Picasso. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's like, oh, this is revolutionary.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, the best crying, one like, oh dot gosh. I've ever seen in my life.
What do you think? What do you think of that?
That I feel like credit and how much work you've put in before, and how good can you explain that dot? So
nice.
Yeah, with that type of art paintings, you know, there's always like explanations, like a crazy explanation behind it, and I feel like that's usually what blows people's minds.
Right. Mm.
But if you don't see the name tag, it's just a dot.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know Picasso. I don't know if Picasso drew this.
Right.
But once I see Picasso, I want to know what Picasso thought while he was doing this one dot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They say an artist's work isn't just the painting. It's not just the painting, but like everything behind it, like his upbringing,
right? Story,
what happened in his or her life,
right?
Yeah,
I feel like another thing that pertains to originality is how true and honest and how can't think of the word sincere. Mm. How real is that
how
story?
Authentic.
Authentic. There you go. Authentic. That story is behind it too. Mm. And you know, when you hear it, people are gonna know. I feel like nowadays, especially, people can like spot out like kind of who just is fake and original a little bit easier than before. Because like media, you know, a lot of people are like calling each other out on their too. So I feel like there's been moments where there's been like some crazy ideas that other people have brought out of me. Mm. For instance, you, Harry, you're coming out with your blue tape.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit on that. How's the creative process on that?
So we have like, I think, 7 or 8 artists, right?
Dang.
In Korea.
Yeah.
Wow. So like, we all got into the studio to make this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 albums actually. It's Red Tape and Blue Tape. And the entire thing is our Higher Music compilation album.
Ooh, I want to hear about this.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like it's pros and cons to it. You know, the pros is that, like you said, you just get so many new ideas that you wouldn't think of yourself.
Yeah.
And then you get to learn from each other, get feedbacks, honest feedbacks.
Mm.
So you improve. But the cons is like, I think, what are some cons? You kind of have to compromise.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't be 100% yourself.
Right.
Yeah. You have to meet halfway with everybody.
Mm.
But in that way, something new will come out.
Right.
So I guess that it's kind of like a pro. But it was very interesting. You know, we have different people with different careers, different lengths of careers, different experiences.
Right.
So like, for example, me, Jay Park and Sik K, we're like kind of like the big youngs. You know what I mean? We've had more experience than, you know, people like, we have this like, 고등학생. Tradel, Big Naughty, Hound, Woody Gochow. They're kind of the younger youngins.
Mm.
So we kind of had to take that role to kind of lead and maybe set up like a basic structure for them to really fill in.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that was our main role. Me, Jay, and Sik.
How did that go?
It went well. Yeah. It went well. And then yeah, because we did that, I think the young artists were able to kind of thrive and really be themselves and showcase their abilities.
Nice,
you know?
Because,
you know, me, Jay Park, obviously, and Sik K, obviously, we've had opportunities before to really showcase our music and we've had plenty experiences.
Mm.
But for them, it was their kind of chance to really show people what they can bring to the table.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we would rather have them shine instead of us being the spotlight.
Nice. Yeah. Like a big young shit.
Yeah. Nice.
Who did you feel really surprised you on this compilation?
Tradel. He's the new member. I think he's like 16 or something.
Damn.
He's like 16, 17. 16. Yeah. He's super young. And it was surprising because I can't remember me rapping like that when I was 16. Like, he's just super good. at that age. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, damn, like, is this how everybody's like rapping nowadays?
Mm.
Or is it just him?
Mm.
And it's just, I feel like the entire generation is getting better at everything.
Mm. Yeah.
Not just music, but like with yeah. art, with social media, with promoting themselves, like yeah. with branding themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back in the days, like I had no idea how to brand, like how to brand something, how yeah. to brand myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just made music. That's it.
I feel like we could thank the internet for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The younger generation Gen definitely Z. Have like an easier,
yeah.
you know, so many platforms that, and so many interviews, so many
right, right, right.
people sharing their experiences on that. Mm-hmm. And good youngs like you guys too,
mm.
which is dope. I want to know, so it's a 14, I saw it's a 14 track album.
Yeah, yeah.
How long did it take?
I think like 4 months, 5 months.
Dang, oh. 14 tracks in 4 months?
Well, 28 tracks total.
Yeah.
Because the red 14, tape 14, included, 14. Right?
Yeah.
Oh dang. My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, we put in a lot of work. Jay Park especially, yeah.
Did you guys document that by any chance too?
Oh yeah, there's that documentary there? Coming out.
Oh
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking forward
hype.
To it.
Yeah.
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 Which one would you say is, do you have a favorite song on the album?
For Blue Tape, there's a song called Oscar. Yeah, I really like that song.
Mm.
Awesome. Golden's on it. Golden from, or AKA Jisoo. Mm. He used to be Jisoo. Yeah.
He was really famous was amongst the Korean Americans in New York because he yeah. like performed at the Chuseok festivals.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I remember going to watch him and Min performing. Have you ever gone
yeah.
to the Chuseok festivals?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
It's crazy. How do we never like cross?
I mean, because you know, I used to be just in Long Island. I never really like,
I had a lot of friends in Long Island.
Yeah,
we probably
have
a lot of mutuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Did you hang out a lot in like Queens, like Flushing?
Yeah.
Maybe. You did?
Yeah. But not like drinking. Just
like what else is there to do?
There's other things
Clearly
to do.
Why he didn't
There's
hang out
other
with
things to do than drink. Okay,
drink. I was underage when I was in Flushing, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was a good kid.
I was a good kid too.
You're from LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect your creativity?
Yeah, Tupac was a huge inspiration for me. I think the very first song I tried to record on, like just for fun, it was like on a gaming microphone. And I was just like, yeah, I have my headphones on. I was like rapping. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Writing my own lyrics. It was to Smile by Tupac. And it yeah. was featuring another artist. But yeah, Tupac was big for me. And then, you know, G-Unit when they came out. And that gangster feel. Like that's what made me like rock super long tees down to my knees. Dickies like sagged down below my ass crack. And then J. Cole was the biggest one after that.
Yes.
J. Cole was a huge inspiration for me. So, you know, having those guys, you know, plus other artists always in my earphones definitely inevitably had a huge effect on me as an artist, I think.
Mm. I feel like, I mean, growing up in New York, I don't know about musically, but I think I was really inspired like fashion-wise because there are so many, you know, fashionistas in New York and just people, you know, people love to express themselves through clothing and through makeup and through like style. And I feel like growing up, I saw a lot of like fashion icons in New York, even just like when you walk around the streets, mm-hmm. there are so many people who dress well and who just are in such nice outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that sense, like fashion wise, that really inspired me to be more experimental and to try to express myself, especially when I was living there. I feel like now I'm just kind of like more, my fashion style has gone towards like more Korean style. Mm. But when I was living in New York, I was definitely inspired by just like everyday people on the streets in New York walking around. Yeah, their fashion sense.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but the first time we had our New York tour, we were walking around, I forgot what street it was. It's like a bunch of stores on it. Soho. It was Soho.
Oh.
Everyone had so much individuality. Mm. I was like, dang. Like,
yeah.
He killing that look. She killing that look.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I was like walking through almost like a model runway show.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm the one like walking through like just looking at models and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys, East Coast people have, they're very honest with their opinions, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. They're very,
we're very
loud.
Yeah. You guys are expressive.
Yeah, expressive.
Yeah. But I think it's a really good thing because that really brings out the individuality too. And I feel like everyone's like, I'm not trying to be like that guy. I'm trying to be me type feel.
Yeah.
In NY.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just the vibe I got.
Oh, yeah.
You wear what you like and you wear what you want. Yeah. And you don't really care about what other people think.
You do you. I'm going to do me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the motto.
Yeah. Yeah. You grew up in Long Island, which is kind of more suburban compared to, you know, the city and Queens. How is that like?
Super quiet. It's very boring. There's nothing to do really. To go to the mall.
Yeah, the mall.
Go bowling. Go to the beach. Go to the movies.
Typical.
Go to church.
Yeah. Church.
Hang out with your friends at like, I don't know, Burger King or something like that.
When did you first decide that you wanted to do music?
I don't even know I ever like decided really. It was just like a hobby really.
Did your parents make you take like music classes? Like those
instruments? No, they hated it.
Oh,
they hated it because they really wanted me to pursue that like American dream, the medical route. Uh-huh.
Were they like mad disappointed when you told them I'm going to go to Korea?
I can't even imagine.
At first when I brought it up, I didn't say I'm going to go to Korea. But when I first brought up that I was very interested in music and I feel like this is my thing. They're like, hell no. Especially my dad. Super conservative.
Did you bring out like the…
And he like yelled at me. He's like, no, don't even dream of doing music. You're not going to make money. You're not going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Just study. I was like, oh shit. Damn. And then I think a year later or two, I couldn't take it anymore. So I was like, you know what? I don't care what you think. I'm a go.
Damn.
But by then, they kind of understood because they saw me just miserable every day. And then they were like, okay, just be happy. I was realistic. Like, I was reasonable. I was like, I'm going to give myself 2 years in Korea to pursue whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If within those 2 years, if I don't make it or if I don't make any progress, I'm going to come back and just work.
Dang.
Yes. Because I felt like that was meeting them halfway.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they agreed and I came. Yeah. And then it's been working out okay so far.
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel about it?
Very proud.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. They're watching all the YouTube videos that I even haven't watched. And they're like sending me links every day like, oh, Shinona, I saw your video here.
Nice.
come on.
I told you that.
Stop subscribing to all these different channels.
Oh, yeah. Stop following fan accounts.
Exactly. Stop making Instagram.
So we got a message from Miu. And she asked, how do you deal with burnouts? Did you have a healthy coping mechanism or unhealthy ones? I've been finding myself doing the unhealthy ones before, especially now. The new normal is work from home, where the comforts of our home is becoming the new source of our stress now as well. Thank Corona for that. Even though I'm already slowly changing my ways, I can't help it still to do the unhealthy ones depending on the situation. So… I want to know what her unhealthy…
Probably like binge eating. Maybe drinking.
How do you guys deal with burnouts?
Should I just sleep? I don't know. Maybe. But I mean, she's at home though. So…
Then what are some good coping mechanisms? Working out maybe?
Hell yeah. Hell
working
yeah.
Working out relieves stress.
But like if you're stuck at home… Working out isn't really working out. It's not the same.
It does not feel the same. Yeah.
I just love FaceTiming my friend and I will talk to my friend for like hours and I feel better after. Nice. But that's just because I rely on my friends a lot and I'm dependent on my friends. And I just find a lot… I just get really comforted by my friends. So that's why that helps me. But it's different for everyone, of course. I feel like… But when I do feel burned out and when I'm in such a state where I don't even want to see my friends… I just stay home and do nothing either. I just just lay in bed, watch some Netflix. Yeah. And if after some time, I just get fuel to like do something again.
Mm.
But I know that's not for everyone. But especially because they're home all day too.
Yeah.
Getting in touch with people you haven't, you know, seen or talked to in a long time, I feel is a very healthy coping mechanism.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I realized? I realized when I was getting very deep into my dark thoughts and I was just feeling very uninspired, unmotivated. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I was just too focused on my problems. Like, I just kept thinking about, you know, what I was lacking. I was always thinking about what I didn't have or what I need to do but right. didn't want to do. And I realized I wasn't taking care of the people around me that I need to take care of. Like, I wasn't calling up my parents to check up on them. I was just so focused on myself and my problems. Mm-hmm. And I realized, okay, I can't do this anymore. So I just took a day where I just took a day off and I called all of my family, like in Korea and outside of Korea, because mm-hmm. I felt like I haven't checked up on them. And mm-hmm. after talking to all of my like different family members and some friends for like 4 to 5 hours, I immediately felt better after, because I was like, my problems aren't the only problems. Like
right.
everyone has problems of their own. And mm-hmm. I feel like the more you get deeper into your own or the more you think about it, it's just going to get worse. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes you need to take a break and you kind of have to step back and you got to take a look around you and yeah, just check up on them. And then I feel like your problems get smaller. I don't know.
Your perspective gets bigger.
It's not like the problems get smaller, but you've realized there's just so many other things that require your attention, mm-hmm. not just your problems. So I feel like that helps too.
Well said.
So we have a message from Xmas_orange. How has the Korean music industry changed since you've entered it? I've only been a fan for 4 years, so not super long compared to others, but I can see some changes. I was wondering what it looks like from the inside.
I feel like it's a little less conservative as it used to be in the beginning.
I agree.
Especially because like even with my company, you know, when you first debut or in the beginning, they would be very careful about, you know, what shows we go on and, you know, what we say.
Right.
But it can also be because time has passed and we're not rookies anymore that they're more free with us. Mm-hmm. But I feel like even when I see other like rookies or, you know, baby groups that they just debuted, I feel like the companies aren't as strict on them as they used to be for us. But of course, it depends on the different companies too. But like generally, I feel like they're kind of less strict on them.
I feel like sound-wise though, it's definitely getting better.
People love hip hop so much more now.
Yep.
I think it's because of like Show Me the Money and High School Rapper. But I swear everyone wants to be a rapper now. Yeah. Everyone loves hip hop. It wasn't like that 7 years ago.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not too familiar with the whole idol industry. Mm-hmm. But do idol singers or artists listen to hip hop on their free time?
I do.
Do they enjoy? Like, is it more common nowadays?
Yeah.
I think so,
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Especially because there are so many big hip-hop artists now and they are like on the charts.
Even girl groups?
Girl group members?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I would imagine because like… Well, for guys in idol groups, they… Mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense. Like, you know, they like rap music, whatever. But girls in idol girl groups… I just imagine them not listening too heavy on raps. Mm. Maybe listening to a lot of pop music, a lot of vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you could definitely tell when you see them. The way they… Like, if you know how every group has their rapper?
Right.
Say for instance, the girl rapper of that group. If she go hard, you know exactly why she go hard. you might hear her influences on it.
Right.
Did you listen to K-pop when you were in the States too?
A little bit.
Okay. So if you compare that to now, like how do you think the music or like the music video even has evolved or changed?
Well, music video definitely got better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot better. Music wise, I feel like it's a little more heading towards hip hop. Like, or it fuses a lot more of hip hop elements than before.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the beats and the sources that they use and the beats is more, sources that you can find in Billboard charts forever.
Like the 808s, how you distort them. Mm-hmm. Those are like number one, I feel like.
Yeah.
The most popular. But that came from hip hop too.
Yeah.
Alright guys, so thank you so much for your message. We talked a lot about our experiences. We got to hear a little bit about your experience as well. before we wrap it up, PH1, is there anyone you want, is anything you want to say about the upcoming Blue Tape?
Okay, so Blue Tape will drop today or yesterday. It dropped yesterday. So check it out on all the, you know, streaming websites, platforms, wherever you are. Blue Tape by Higher Music. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah. That being said, we're going to wrap up today's show. IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe and review this podcast. 5 stars. And thank you, PH1, for being here
with
us today.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. Peace.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your hosts,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.